ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Now we're very fortunate to welcome His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu to give Srimad Bhagavatam class. Please welcome him. Vaisheshika Prabhu ki jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text Number 69. Idam japata padrambo Vishuddha nripanandana Sadharmam anutishtanto Bhagavatyar pitashraya. Idam, this japata, while chanting, padram, all auspicious, Va, all of you, Vishuddha, purified, Nripanandana, the sons of the king, Satharmam, one's occupational duties, Anutishtanta, executing, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arpata, giving up, given up. Ashraya, possessing all kinds of faithfulness. Translation: my dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Let's say it together. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. Simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. It does not matter where one is situated, whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc. One can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer, for a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His name and invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in His devotional service. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also says, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord, Hare, kindly engage me in your service. Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstance. As stated, ahaitukiya pratiyata, devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Bhagavatam 126. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this process. Jnani prayasam udapasya namante eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam sthani stita shutigatam tanuvan manopir ye prayasho jita jito pyasitais trilokyam. One may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupational duty, and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. And we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to God. Idam japata padrambo shuta nripanandana satramam andrishtanto bhagavat yarpatashaya. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. This is in relationship to Lord Shiva giving his prayers to the Prachetas so that they could become perfect by reciting them. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions that it says, offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. By offering prayers, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. So, in the first part of the purport, Prabhupada is giving us what is very encouraging for most people, because everyone's obligated to work in some occupational duty. And that requires many complexities, including associating with people one might not normally associate with, and carrying out duties one is not eager to carry out. But it's the way of the world. As soon as one's born into the world, one's forced by the momentum from previous lives to work in a particular way. And therefore, it's important to have a process through which, by following, even as one's performing one's occupational duty and working, one can become purified and perfect. Succinctly, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smarayutacha mayarpita manopudhir mami vaishyasya samshayaha. When he tells Arjuna that therefore, he's following up on several verses where he said, the state of one's consciousness will determine one's destination, especially speaking about the next life in chapter 8. And then he says, therefore, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, that all the time you should be thinking of me even as you're doing your work. And Srila Prabhupada comments in his purport that most people are engaged in work, and therefore they require a process through which they can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead while they're working. And that process is to chant Hare Krishna. So if one chants Hare Krishna and works, then one will become purified. Of course, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smarayujita mayarpita manopurir mami vaishyasya samshaya. The scriptures recommend, as does Krishna, that one constantly chant. But because that may be impractical for some people, our acharyas have said, when the scripture says nityam, always, it means that at least every day you should chant. And by having a regular practice of chanting, then as one works in the world, one will gain realization. Not only that, one will be fortified with knowledge and detachment. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, one naturally gets these special assets. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagnyam Jnanam Chayarahai Tukam. If you perform devotional service, then naturally you'll get knowledge and detachment. And this is necessary in order to fortify one from the influence of the material world, Sutta Goswami also says, Tachchadadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktayam paschantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shutagrihitaya. Then when one's fortified by knowledge and detachment and is also thoughtful, as one moves forward on the path of devotional service, means that we have to be carefully work things out and think where we're going and why we're going there as we move forward, that such a person will be protected by jnana and vairagya so that one can go on performing one's devotional practice without any interruption. And the Shirish Upanishad indicates that this will be successful. Avidyam cha vidyam chayas tad vedo bayam saha avidyayam ratum tirtva vidyayam ratum ashnute. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. It means that I'm already born into ignorance and obligated to the drudgery of work. But if I add Krishna consciousness, then my material life will be extinguished as I move forward. And the Shastra, and Krishna in the Shastra, gives us much encouragement in this way. That don't worry that you are obligated to work in the world. And don't worry also that you may not be able to fully complete even your spiritual duties. Of course, one should make a vow and stick to it. This is the way in which one advances in devotional service. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he began chanting Hare Krishna under the care of his spiritual master, Srila Ishvarapuri gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a verse, Evam brata swa priya nama kirtya jatana rago jita chuta ucher hasatyato roti gayati unmadavan rititi loka bhayaha. That when one makes a vow to chant Hare Krishna, Evam brata swa priya nama kirtya, then gradually the name of Krishna becomes dearer to the devotee. And by the influence of the name, the relationship that one has with the name of Krishna, then the heart becomes soft or melts it, druta chitta. Then one exhibits symptoms of advanced devotional service, so one must keep a vow. But everyone will notice that no matter what we do in this world, there are always circumstances beyond our control. Yes? And thank you. And they seem to come more frequently sometimes than others, like all the time now. Nonetheless, even with challenging circumstances, and even if one feels oneself inept at practicing devotional service, the Shastras encourage us to continue practicing devotional service. No matter what one's condition, and this is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada says this in the purport, doesn't matter which condition of life you're coming from, by the power of the holy name and the Vaishnavas, you'll be successful. Of course, the standard verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Shukadeva Goswami, Hirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shumba yava nakasadaya yeneja papa yarapashraya shaya shudyanti tasmai pravavishnave namaha. Because of the power of Lord Vishnu manifested through his devotees, anyone from any place in the world, and Shukadev named several of them, can become perfect by the process of devotional service. But even as one takes up the process, one will find oneself to be inept. And therefore, the Shastra goes on to encourage us that even in your imperfect stage, by continuing the process of devotional service to the best of your ability, especially by chanting Hare Krishna, you will come to the perfect stage. This is mentioned, of course, by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita when he says, Api chet sudaracharo pajate mam ananya pak sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasitoisa. And that is that if someone is practicing devotional service, which specifically means that in their heart they have the intention to surrender to Krishna, even if they have all Even if all other qualities within them seem to be abominable. Such a person who has this intention to surrender to Krishna should be considered saintly because they're properly situated. And that being properly situated, Krishna goes on to say, Shri Pram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Chantim Nagachati Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktya Pranashati. He's telling Arjuna to declare it, that if someone's engaged in the process with this mood that I am going to surrender to Krishna, even though I'm inept, and it's very difficult for me to do it. Krishna says, very quickly they will become successful by my grace, by my power. He's telling Arjuna, tell everyone, declare it boldly, that this is the situation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, we also get even more articulated advice for those who are advancing in devotional service and who are struggling. And jato shraddha makatasu nirvina sarvakarmasu veda dukat makankamam pratyagi pranishvara tato bhajetamam prita shraddha lurjita nishchaya. What is it? Jushamanam statankamam dukodarkam stagarayan garayan. This verse is spoken to Sri Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which we can receive his great encouragement. So he says, for the person in whom the faith in hearing and chanting about Krishna has awakened, it means this, that faith, shraddha shabde vishwas kahe surida nishchoy krishne bhakti koila sarva karma krita hoy, is increasing feeling within the heart that the best thing is bhakti. And just to chant Hare Krishna is perfection, like all of you, all of us together here. We had no other care in the world, did we, this weekend? I forgot all my problems. Even though people kept calling me, I was like, I'm okay. And the devotee has this ever-increasing feeling that all problems are solved, all duties are done. Not that one neglects anything, but the fact is that we fully depend on Krishna's mercy and take more and more shelter of him. So in such a person, jato shraddha makatasu nirvina sarvakarmasu, who also has an abiding sense that the material world and all the ways of sense gratification are a complete waste of time. Nirvina karma sarvakarmasu. And Veda Dukat Makankamams, and he knows that the material world and my involvement here leads to misery. He says, Pritya Pyanishvara, still that person doesn't have the power to not engage in sense gratification. He's still stuck, even though he has faith that the process is the only thing that is important. So Krishna goes on to say, Tato bhajetamam prita shradalu jujanishchaya. He said, go on, be happy, and continue on the process, even though you may not be perfect at it, even though you may have your shortcomings. Trust in the process of bhakti and go on in this way. He says, Karayan, you can have some regret that you're not able to come up to the mark, and you should pray hard that, please, Krishna, let me advance in devotional service. But don't become morose. Be happy that you'll make it to the final goal. And so the advice I gravitate towards, I really love this statement in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, 8th verse, that everyone knows, tate anukampam susumikshamano bunjana eva makritam vipakam hridvagvapurvir viridam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya pak. And that is that Lord Brahma, in his prayers to Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, says that one should go on with one's practice of devotional service, always expecting the mercy of the Lord, and knowing that it will come. Because Krishna's all merciful. So he's also, as Burijan Prabhu once told me when I was sitting at Prashadam in Govardhan, he leaned over as Prashadam was being served and he said, can I tell you something that will change your life? And I said, yes, please do. And he said, number one, Krishna's all merciful. And number two, Krishna's all powerful. And he said, if Krishna was all merciful but not all powerful, what could he do? And if he's all powerful and not all merciful, then watch out. But he's all powerful and all merciful. So the devotee knows this and therefore goes on with the practice of the devotional service despite any kind of difficulties and takes them as purification. That I created some kind of reaction because of thrashing around here in the material world for so long. And now, I'll simply tolerate whatever happens to me, but I'll go on chanting Hare Krishna no matter what, because Krishna is all-merciful and all-powerful. And such a person who goes on like this, if he doesn't do anything else, is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So Dayapak, it's an inheritance that you receive for this attitude. That no matter what happens to me, no matter what happens to the world, no matter what situations come up, I will continue chanting Hare Krishna. And then in the purport, the servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada produce a beautiful purport following the commentaries of our great acharyas, especially Sridhar Swami, who then says that the duty of the prime duty of the son of a rich man is singular. What is that one duty? That's right, stay alive. There was a song about that. It was staying alive. It was about the verse. And this is practical. This is something that when I think of, I think I can do that somehow or other. Somehow or other, stay alive in Krishna consciousness. Figure out what you need to stay alive and stay alive. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you notice in his teachings when he's telling Sanatan Goswami about 64 items of devotional service, do you all have time to do 64 items every day? Well, then he consolidates them into five. And one of the reasons I always think is he's so merciful. He's saying, okay, here's 64 when you get a little more time. But for people who don't, here's five that'll work, he says, no matter, even if you only have a little bit of connection with them, and even if you don't have faith in them, they'll still work, he says. They're so powerful. So concentrate on these. So Sridhar Swami says, if you simply find a way to stay alive in Krishna consciousness despite the onslaught of problems in your life, from your mind, from your body, from your neighbors, from your boss, from the government, then you'll inherit the kingdom of God. And Krishna also, if we're getting in our own way, the Bhagavatam says, akama sarva kama va moksha kama uddharati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Even if you come to this process of bhakti, but you have material desires, still worship Krishna. Because even if you have one molecule of bhakti mixed in with everything else, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, mixed bhakti also has a component of pure bhakti in it. If you have some bhakti, then eventually you'll come to the perfect stage because Krishna is so kind. In the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's also mentioned in the same vein, satyam dishati artitam artitondranam naivartato yat punar artito yata swayam vidate pajatam anichitam ichapita ichapidanam nijapadapalavam. In this verse, it is said that if a devotee has material desires and approaches Krishna again and again asking for material benedictions, then Krishna says, this person is not very intelligent. They could receive nectar, but they're asking for poison. Then Krishna says, but I'm not unintelligent. I'm the most intelligent. So I will give this person what they're asking for, but I'll do it in such a way that they'll never ask for it again. And Giridhar Maharaj tells a story how in Bombay, once there was a young man who was helping translate Srila Prabhupada's books in Marathi, and he used to come meet Prabhupada for consultation, and this young man's father would come along too. His father was very pious, but he had a problem. He was a smoker. He couldn't stop. It's hard to stop smoking. And so one day he sheepishly asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, to do this, I need your special mercy. And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna can give special mercy, but it means that he'll make you so miserable that you won't want to do it anymore. Would you like the mercy, or would you like to voluntarily do that? And Giridhar Maharaj said to the man, no, no, I'll do it myself. So Prabhupada goes on in his purport to talk about how we've been given a formula. Everyone's looking for a formula. People want it for baby food. Coca-Cola says they have a formula. People want formula for soil so they can get the best plants. There's racing cars called Formula One. It's an interesting concept, formula. As you mix the right ingredients together and you get something that makes you supercharged, something nourished, happy. Everyone wants this. They're looking everywhere. And people are even advertising, yes, I have a little formula here. You try this. This will solve all your problems. We have, near the place where we do our Harinam Sankirtan in Palo Alto, California, we walk up the street to join the Kirtan Oasis, and there's a little shop, and it sells cosmetics. And the name of the shop is Infinite Beauty. And one day they were standing outside as we walked up, and they looking at us saying, who are you? And we were saying, who are you? And they had little packets of this stuff they were giving out. So I took one. No, I didn't use it yet. But as we went on to the Harinam, we were thinking, yes, they're looking for infinite beauty in a little packet. And we're following a formula that has been given by the Vedas. If you look at the structure of the information we've been given very carefully, go through the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Upanishad, read the whole Bhagavatam, study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, read the Tattva Sandarbha. It's necessary. You have to read all these books. Every single one of them, you have to read them in order to have the frame of reference to understand why we have a formula that works. There has to be the Harinam, and there also has to be Sambandha Gyan simultaneously. And every day. It has to be every day. Don't take chances. If I skip one day, then I can go off by 1 degree. And 3 days later, I'm off by several more. And 20 years, everyone's asking, what happened to you? So one has to be very careful to take the formula. So the formula is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is what is called by Srila Rupa Goswami the supreme combination of syllables. Jayanama Deha Muni Vrindageyahe Janaranjanaya Panamaksharakrite. He says, Panamaksharakrite. This is the supreme combination of all letters. And this is something when chanted, the formula. Actually, we take a formula. Formula is a set pattern or mixture that, to achieve something, says the dictionary. In fact, I'll look it up. The formula is a fixed form of words, especially when used in particular contexts or as a conventional usage. So we do have a fixed form of words. And the formula, it comes from a word from Latin, forma, which means shape, to shape or mold. So by the formula, then you're able to shape and mold your life in the way that you'd like. And it's the only way to shape and mold one's life, or rather, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only formula by which one can shape and mold oneself so that one rises above the complexities of the material world and develops one's original love for Krishna. And interestingly, to me anyway, this word formula, forma, it's form. We're interested in Krishna's form. In the first canto, fifth chapter, second to last verse, Narada Muni says, Iti murtya abhidanena mantra murtya mamurtikam yajite yakya purusham sasangyak darshana puman. And that is that the way in which one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is through the mantra. Iti murtya abhidanena mantra murtyam amurtikam. So the word murti means form. And it also means difficulty. And in this verse, iti murtya abhidane mantra murtyam amurtikam. So without difficulty, one can see the form of the Lord by chanting the mantra. This is the way it goes on. Narada goes on to say that one can have the complete darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So finally, in his purport, Srila Prabhupada says that actually he quotes Jnane Priyasam Udapasya Namante Eva Jivanti San Mukaritam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane stita shutikatam tanuvan manobir jita jito pyasi ye prayaso jita jito pyasi tais trilokyam. So this verse was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This makes it extra special. It's in the Bhagavatam, so it's already special. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked it out when Ramananda Roy was speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the ultimate goal of life, and he said, yes, this verse is very good. And in it, it reiterates what I've been saying, following what Prabhupada has said here. And that is that whatever situation of life you're in now, don't try to speculate your way out of it. Don't try to figure out God or your position in the world by your own intelligence, but just depend on the mantra and depend on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Shutikatam Tanuvan Manobir, worship this sound vibration in all ways. And then Prabhupada ends the purport by saying that the Krishna conscious movement is based on this principle, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to God. Everyone can say Hari Bol. So this is also part of the process that one must distribute the holy name to others, because by doing so, we gain even more appreciation for it ourselves. Right here in North Carolina, several years ago, you were there, and we were going door to door for our first monthly Sankirtan festival. It was 108 degrees, and we had about how many devotees? 40 devotees went out, and so we split up into teams going here and there. We went to an apartment building. And I had about 7 devotees with me. We were just practicing what we had learned about how to meet people and leave a good impression with them, and also leave them with some literature and make friends and so forth. So at one door, it took a little while for someone to open it, but a young man finally opened the door, and he had a caretaker with him. And the young man was physically impaired. He could barely speak, and it was very difficult for him to move. And after he opened the door, I went on with the presentation, and I showed him the book, and he became immediately attracted. His caretaker, not so much. She said, don't take it, but he wouldn't let go. And I also added that if you like, you can also give a donation, because when you give something in return, it helps to connect you to the previous teachers who have passed this on. And then he became even more enthusiastic. And then the caretaker became even more determined that he shouldn't have the book. And a fight went on between the two of them. And he went to the back, and finally he coerced the caretaker to bring out $10. Now she said, "Now go away." And I said, "There's just one more thing. I want to just teach him a prayer." And I said to the young man, "Do you believe in the power of prayer?" And he said, "Muh." Because he was physically, I'm not trying to mock him, but I'm trying to demonstrate the physical struggle he had to speak. And he very desperately wanted to hear the prayer. So I said, "Please repeat after me." And all the devotees were standing around me, behind me. And I said, "Hare Krishna."
Hare Krishna.
And he said, "Hare Krishna." And then I said, "Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna."
Hare Krishna. And we went through the whole mantra with him struggling, straining every sinew in his body and his neck to utter the mantra. And finally the door closed. The book went in. The mantra went in. Some prasadam went in. We turned around. I looked at all the devotees and there were tears coming from their eyes. And I asked them, "Why are you crying?" And one of them told me, "I wish I had that much desire to chant the holy name myself. I don't have an iota of the enthusiasm to chant Hare Krishna that this person has." We went home so encouraged. When you distribute the holy name, then you see how the world comes alive by the mantra. We test it by giving it to everybody, everywhere, and seeing how their lives change before our eyes. So we have to chant it with full abandon as much as possible, and we also have to give it to as many people as possible. In this verse, I noted that there's the word padram. So I want to, in the waning minutes of this monologue, I want to just mention to you that there's a very auspicious date coming up, which is going to be observed in ISKCON all over the world. It's on September 24th. Which date is that? I didn't know if you got it. Which month is it in?
September.
And which date?
24th.
Okay. September 24th is Bhadra Purnima. And on this Purnima, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, when you give away a set of Srimad Bhagavatams, you get the gift of going back home, back to Godhead. You can say Hari Bol for that. You put it on a golden throne and you give it to somebody. And the Bhagavatam's recommending this, so we might as well try it. So all over the world, we're mobilizing to distribute at least 10,000 sets of Srimad Bhagavatams in one day. And that will be easy, but we figured we'd do something easy to start with for the first time. And all it requires is that everyone understand the momentous occasion that is upon us and participate and tell other people they can participate. After the class, I'm going to give out some of these magnets you can put on your refrigerator or wherever you like. Tell everyone you can't eat until you've given away a set of Bhagavatams. And we also, at our table outside, if you go straight, take a right, then another right, immediate right, you'll find a table. And on the table, there's sign-up sheets for anybody who'd like to get involved in the Bhadra Purnima. We already sold out most of the sets of books that were signed by various exalted Vaishnavas, but there's four left in the Chaitanya Charitamrita section. You can visit that table if you like on the way out. They'll give you more information on how you can get involved in Bhadra Purnima. And now we have exactly 2 minutes left, so I'll take one reflection. Or if there's something that I was supposed to say that I forgot, if anybody's here that wants to remind me, please say. Malini, are you in here? What did I forget? Better hurry up. I got like 1 minute and 50 seconds, and they're not playing games around here. Huh? You got to come all the way up because I can't hear a darn thing you're saying. I'm good. Okay. All right, so anyone who wants to participate in Bhadra Purnima, you get this. And I heard the microphone, so someone make one last reflection. One thing that you heard that stuck in your mind. But make it quick. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. One thing that stuck with me the most was just staying alive in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. I like that mantra too. Because the world's overwhelming. And we're always getting knocked around. But we can hold on to that statement. One way or another, stay alive. Just stay alive. Be inventive. Whatever you have to do, stay alive in Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will come down and get you. He says that in the Bhagavad Gita. If you just stay alive long enough, keep your head above water, and keep your transponder on, that little beep, beep, beep sound, so he can tell where you are. That means Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Go Premanande Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo. Haribo, Nitai Gaura, Haribo, Nitai Gaura, Haribo, oh, Haribo, Nitai Gaura, Haribo. Vanchakalpadurvisha, Kripasinaveva, Patitanam, Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Nantakodi Vaishnaviniki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktiviniki Jai, Sadhu Sangha Ki Jai, Indradyumna Maharaj Ki Jai, Sachinandan Swami Ki Jai, Yadubar Prabhu Ki Jai, Srila Radhanath Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Naranjana Swami Ki Jai, Malati Devi Dasi Prabhu Ki Jai, Krishnanandani Ki Jai, everybody Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.
His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki Jai.
Armarman, Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey! Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.